Kenora. The Kenora Cobras took advantage of two games on home ice on December 9 and 10, taking 3 out of a possible 4 points to improve their position in the North Division of the Sask East Hockey League. On Friday night, Kenora battled back from a 4-2 deficit to force overtime, but the Swan Valley Axemen scored in the extra period to earn the victory. On Saturday, the Cobras broke loose with a dominant 10-2 win over the Coat Selects. The Axemen, who are in second place in the division, provided a stiff challenge for the home team, according to Kenora coach Darren Schwartz. "We wanted the 2 points, but we were happy to get one." The Cobras jumped out to a 2-1 lead in the first period, and it looked as though they would take that lead into the first intermission, but Swan Valley potted a power play goal to tie things up with only 10 seconds left in the period. "That definitely took some momentum away from us, and then they scored 2 more goals in the second to go up 4-2, said Schwartz. "But we bounced back with a goal in the last minute of the second, and then scored to tie it in the third and force overtime. I was very happy that we didn't give them any goals in the third period. I thought we had a good first shift in overtime, but they came back and scored on a line change. We'll work on that." Captain Riley Stefanishin of Kenora led the Cobras offense with a pair of goals. The only other player with multiple points was Troy Zuliniak, who had 2 assists. Single goals were scored by Cole Rathgeber and newcomer Austin Severson of Norquay. The Cobras were 3-for-8 on the power play. Swan Valley scored twice on 3 power play opportunities. On Saturday night, the Cobras hosted the Coat Selects. This was scheduled to be a Coat home game, but due to ongoing renovations to their home rink, the contest was shifted to Kenora. The Selects came into the game with momentum on their side, having won 2 straight games since the beginning of December after dropping the first 5 games of the season. Schwartz said he was pleased to see the Cobras players come out strong against the Selects, keeping up the momentum from their solid effort the night before. "We picked up right where we left off and built a 4-0 lead in the first period," he reported. "But then we fell asleep and gave them a shorthanded goal to get them on the scoreboard. In the second period they took the play to us and scored again, but we got some timely saves from goalie Rylan Palchowicz." With a 5-2 lead after 2 periods, the Cobras left no doubt over the outcome of the game with 5 unanswered third-period goals for a 10-2 final score. In addition to Palchowicz, Schwartz singled out defenseman Tyler Ostafarov of Kenora for a strong effort in both weekend games. Against Coat, Cody Rock of Kenora led the way with 3 goals and 3 assists for the Cobras. Cole Rathgeber was the top playmaker, contributing 4 assists. Riley Stefanishin scored his 3rd and 4th goals of the weekend, and added 2 assists. Skylar Haladin chipped in with 2 goals and an assist. Casey Majdanek of Kenora added a goal and an assist. Other Kenora goals came from the sticks of Troy Zuliniak and Austin Severson, with his 2nd goal in 2 games with the Cobras. The win moves the Cobras to within 2 points of Swan Valley for 2nd place in the North Division of the SEL. "Our players are definitely buying in to what I'm trying to teach them," said Schwartz. "We're headed in the right direction." The game originally scheduled for Whitewood to visit Kenora on Friday, December 16, has been cancelled, so the next action for the Cobras is on Saturday in Langenberg against the Warriors, one of the top teams in the league.